Sometimes we want the best of both worlds, so we try to live life with a foot in both camps. Not only is it not working particularly well, but it definitely gets God's attention. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Let me explain. God's created this amazing, fantastic world with so many things worth enjoying. And of course, that was always His plan. And yet it's so easy to wander off and get caught up in this or in that, in career, success, wealth, whatever. You know how it goes. God, I guess I still believe in Jesus. Yeah, but you know how it goes. There was a time when God's chosen people, Israel, were living like that. So God sent along a drought to get their attention amongst all of life's little distractions. And in the middle of the drought, God asks them this question through the prophet Elijah. 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. Elijah came to all the people and said, "You must decide what you're going to do. How long will you keep jumping from one side to the other? If the Lord is the true God, follow Him. But if Baal is the true God, then follow him." The people said nothing. Not a bad question to ask. How long are you going to try to live your life with a foot in both camps, flip-flopping between chasing after all that this world has to offer and staying faithful to God? Don't misunderstand what God's saying here. There's nothing wrong with being successful. There's nothing wrong with enjoying what God's given you to enjoy. But when we turn those things into idols, when we put them ahead of God, that's when the problem begins. You must decide what you're going to do. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, isn't it? But then God's word always is. And that power is something that you can lay hold of every day. You can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. May you be blessed as you receive God's word.